everyone, and welcome once again to the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast Game Recap for December 26, 2015. The Orlando Magic fall to the Miami Heat 108-101 in an emotional Amway Center. I know players won't admit this publicly, but you can tell how much playing the Miami Heat and beating that jersey, no matter who's on that team, means to this Magic team. And to see them fall short in the way that they fell short Saturday was extremely disappointing, and certainly very frustrating for a team that has grown up a lot but still can't quite get over the hump. And Saturday's game was very much a get over the hump kind of game for this team, this was again another game where they didn't quite have their best stuff for most of the night. They faced a superstar. They held off, a team that everyone expects to be in the playoffs and to compete for even a top seed in the Eastern Conference. They stood toe-to-toe with them and just could not pull it out in the end. The Magic took a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter, or it might have been in the third quarter, but in the second half they had a 15-point lead. Seemed really in control of this game, and then all of a sudden the wheels just kind of slowly fell apart, and it fell apart mostly on the defensive end. That's where the Magic have tried to make their identity, have tried to build themselves just a little bit, and right now it's all going backwards. I was looking at the stats after the game, and the Magic are no longer a top 10 defensive team. And that's got to be very concerning for Scott Skiles. And when you look at the numbers, Miami scores 108 points. They shoot 49.4% from the floor, give up 10 for 20 three-point shooting. Miami shot 3 of 10 in the first half, so big shift there. We'll get into that in just a bit. And 22 of 23 from the foul line. You look at those numbers and you're thinking, oh, it's not a bad defensive game. As I like to always do, though, when I'm looking at these kind of numbers, is you got to look pace neutral. Looking at these stats, yeah, the Heat obviously did well. They scored 108 points and got a lot of opportunities and won the game. But when you really dive into the numbers, you see just how good this team played on the offensive end. The Miami Heat scored 124 points per 100 possessions. Essentially, they're scoring a point and a quarter per possession. That's really good. I would venture to say that that's probably the worst offensive rating the Magic have given up, so the Magic's worst defensive rating on the season. To put that into context again, the Magic had a worse defensive rating tonight than they did against the Cleveland Cavaliers 2 weeks ago when they got throttled at home by 30 points. Just consider that. And again, we're looking pace neutral. I don't want to say unequivocally that the Magic played worse defense Saturday night than they did in that game. Certainly they did not have the offense to match, which was the Magic saving grace and has been the Magic saving grace since that Cavs game, is they're playing really good offensively. I looked at this number as well. The Magic have the best offense in the league among every team's last five games. So if you take everyone's offensive rating for the last five games, the Magic have the best offense in the league. So at about 110, I think 110.2 points per 100 possessions. So the Magic are obviously doing something right. They're scoring a lot of points. They're doing good. They're able to win these games. They're 3-2 in those games. It's not like they're losing games. It's not like we think the sky is falling or anything. But at the same time, there is a huge level of concern. You look at, this is a classic tale of two halves type of game. Like I noted, the Miami Heat shot 3 of 10 in the first half from beyond the arc. They were shooting at, let me pull it up here. They were shooting 37.5% from the floor. They weren't getting a lot. The Magic were in the right spots defensively. They're moving the ball really, really, really well offensively. I mean, the Magic's offense in the first half was incredible. The Magic actually had a season-high 31 assists tonight, so they did something very, very right on that end. It just never really carried over, and it was something that left the team a little bit out of a loss after the game ended.
Well, at one point in the third quarter, they got a lot of points in the paint. We didn't do a good job of picking the paint. I thought in the first half we were really good defensively. We did exactly what we talked about. It was really, you know, after having a few games where we didn't do as well, I thought that was really a great showing as defense in the first half and offensively. We're moving the ball, and I think in the second half, for some reason our defense wasn't as good, and offensively, I think it affected our offense to where we were trying to make a lot of plays, you know, for ourselves instead of keep doing what we do. But then we responded. We made a push again. We had a lead. They came back, but you know, then in the close game, you know, D-Wade took over, and then he just did what D-Wade does.
Nikola Vucevic with a very apt description of the entire game there, as the Magic were in control of this game. Again, they had the lead very comfortably, a 12-point lead at the half. Really had control of the game, again, moving the ball really well. 31 assists. Nikola Vucevic himself had 6 assists on the night to go 22 points, 10 rebounds, sneakily close to a triple-double. Elfrid Payton, 18 points, 7 assists, did a really good job carrying the team offensively, 9 of 13 shooting in that fourth quarter, did a really nice job. Evan Fournier had 12 points, all in the first half, 4 of 11 shooting, 7 assists as well for him. Tobias Harris, 13 points, 4 of 7 shooting, 6 rebounds. Solid effort from him as well. Mario Hezonja had a really nice game. 8 points, 3 of 5 shooting, 2 of 3, 4 assists. Again, you see all these assist numbers. Victor Oladipo had 4 assists off the bench. A lot of ball movement going on. And what seemed to happen, and this was kind of what Scott Skiles pointed to in his press conference, was, you know, when the Magic started feeling some pressure, they kind of turned their blinders on and just tried to make big plays. And that was certainly a part of why the offense seemed to stall a little bit. The Magic only turned the ball over 10 times, but a fair amount of them came in that third quarter as Miami began making its first push to come back in the game. Now, that comeback didn't take, so to speak. Oladipo actually hit a 3 at the end of the third quarter that gave the Magic their 20th point of the quarter. And gave them a lead heading into the final period, a 7-point lead. So, you know, Miami had worked their way back. They made a few pushes. The Magic just, they seem to have that little spark, you know, that to burn off 5, 6, 7 points and take the lead back out to 9. They never could quite run away or get that lead further out. And the defensive problems became more apparent as the game went on. Miami, like Vucevic said there, Miami was getting into the paint a little bit more. Goran Dragic especially did a really good job attacking off the dribble, getting inside, dishing it back out. The Heat started making those shots. Scott Skiles said after the game, you know, he felt the defense was okay in the first half, but he had the feeling that they were going to end up giving around 49% shooting again. Because they were giving up so many open looks on the weak side and weren't challenging or closing out well enough. And that's exactly what ended up happening at the end of the day. The Heat started making those shots that they were missing in the fourth quarter. They started getting to the line a little bit better. They really upped their physicality and kind of met the Magic physically. A lot of people want to point to the fouls. Miami only had 10 personal fouls in the game. That seems ridiculous. But the refs called it pretty even. On both ends, even though the Magic had 18 personal fouls, I thought the refs let them play a lot for the most part. If there's a foul, it was an obvious foul. There's a lot of bumping, a lot of tagging, a lot of things done as the Magic tried to move off the ball, and you know they just had to be a little bit stronger. And like Skiles said, it seemed like they tended to panic, or not panic. I don't think panic's the right word, but they tended to rush things. They tended to try and force things to get back in the game instead of staying with the offense that seemed to work. And, you know, there were numerous times where Nikola Vucevic was forced into a really difficult turnaround shot because they were running post-up ISOs for him and he had no outlet or the shot clock was winding down. You know, these are difficult situations for the team. This isn't how this team has to play to be successful. And that's kind of what happened in this game. The Magic continued these kind of bad habits that have creeped in, and yes, they've won while having these bad habits, but this isn't the way the team wants to play. And so, you know, as a team struggled to maintain their lead, there's a good sense that things were beginning to slip and it was only a matter of time for Miami.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you're generally not going to against a team like that. You know, I mean, we don't, again, I've said it many times, you don't expect 15 to go to 25 against a team like that. But, you know, they made a run. We answered back, though. You know, I don't know exactly what they got it to, maybe four or whatever. We got it back up to nine. You know, so we appeared to be stabilizing ourselves a little bit. But, you know, when we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing and we're watching the game and we're not doing it, it can be difficult to stop a trend that is going on in a game like that. And we were trending in the wrong direction, and we couldn't get it stopped.
So the Heat were able to close this game out in large part thanks to their big players. Chris Bosh had a stretch, and I'll get into this in the sidebar on Sunday about the individual stars with Heat and how they took over the game. But Chris Bosh had a stretch where he scored a good chunk of his point of his 24 points. I believe he had. Let me pull it up. Actually, I have the stats right here in front of me. Chris Bosh had a stretch at the beginning of the fourth quarter where he scored 12 of the first 15 points for the Heat, helping cut a 7-point lead down to one. So Bosh got the Heat back into the game, and then Dwayne Wade finished it. Now, over the final 5 minutes of the game, Dwayne Wade scored, and this is, that was Chris Bosh, scored or assisted on 12 of the Heat's first 15 points of the fourth quarter. Dwayne Wade, over the final 5 minutes, scored or assisted on 13 of the Heat's final 17 points on his way to 24 points, 7 of 12 shooting, 6 assists on the night for Dwayne Wade. Hit some very difficult shots over Evan Fournier. Really had a strong finish to the game. Took over when his team needed him to. And the Magic just don't have that kind of player. And so they need to play together. They need to stay within their system. They need to stay within their offense. And they didn't quite do that enough. Certainly they didn't stay within their defense. Their defense was a problem all night. There was a big discussion on Twitter, on social media after the game that you know, the Magic needed to put Victor Oladipo, he's your best defender, on Dwayne Wade. Personally, I did not think that was the problem. I thought that Fournier did a very good job on Dwayne Wade, challenged shots, made things difficult for him, and Wade just made it because he's a really, really good player. To me, the bigger problem was with the help side defense, the ability to tag and cover guys on pick and rolls. There's a few stretches, as Vucevic said, in the third quarter where Chris Bosh or Hassan Whiteside came free through the lane. No one stepped up to pick him up. No one stepped up to help the helper. You know, those kinds of things are the things the Magic need to do to be successful defensively. They need to stay on a string defensively, and they didn't do it tonight, and they haven't been doing it for the last week and a half or so, maybe even a little bit longer, as there's been this slippage that's gone on throughout this last portion of the season, and tonight it really came back to hurt them, and that's why they lost the game. They lost the game on the defensive end.
Yeah, I think it comes because we had a slippage defensively, and they made a run, and we just maybe we kind of panicked. Everybody tried to get, you know, kind of be the hero instead of just keep doing what we do. So I think that's what happened. I don't think anybody was trying to be selfish. Just everybody was trying to make the big play for us to get going.
There, Nikola Vucevic is kind of describing some of the reasons why the ball movement stopped and why the team started trying to do a little bit too much on their defensive slippage. And you know, it was interesting after the game, and this is getting back to the Oladipo debate that was going on after this game. And certainly, you know, there's definitely an argument to be made that with the way Wade was playing, you know, playing so hot, that they just needed to throw a different defender at him, even if Fournier was doing a good job. And maybe that defender is Oladipo. And, Oladipo to me did not have the greatest game. 3 of 8 shooting, 1 of 3, 8 points, was driving, looking to pass. Generally did a good job passing, made one or two passes that were a little too risky, in those moments when you needed to make the simple play. The Magic, I felt like, needed Fournier out on the floor, even though he wasn't scoring and didn't score in the fourth quarter. I still think he was a valuable player to have for spacing, especially with the way Elfrid Payton was attacking, as Payton did a lot of his damage in the fourth quarter. But at the same time, I don't think the defensive problem tonight was on Dwayne Wade. And Scott Skiles said this during his press conference, and I'm going to try and dive a little bit more into it Sunday for a post on Monday, that Elfrid Payton, or he didn't say Elfrid Payton by name, but he was asked, what specifically were the defensives, what specifically were the problems tonight? And Skiles said, there were problems defensively, especially at the point guard position. And I would say Payton's defense on Saturday was not particularly strong. He did some good things on the ball. There was actually, if you mention it, they did make a switch on Wade late in the game. They moved Payton onto Wade. And Payton did a really good job hounding Wade, making it tough, playing a little over-aggressive, forced a difficult shot, and then Nikola Vucevic bailed him out with a foul, and that got the Heat 2 free throws. An easy call, the right call. Payton just really struggled on Goran Dragic all night. Dragic had 22 points, made 3 of 6 on three-pointers, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Really big at the end of the game, though, and Payton got turned around a few times, left Dragic open, was a little late closing out on him. Certainly a lot of the defensive problems start with the point guard and keeping him out of the lane. And that was a difficult thing for the Magic to do through the second half. And one of the reasons the Heat were able to climb back in the game, they were able to suck the team into the paint and kick it back out. And that's something the Magic fell for time and time again. There's a lot of ball watching. There was a lot of good ball movement from the Heat, but a lot of get into the paint, let the defense collapse, and get it back out. And the Magic were just a step slow getting back out to the three-point line to contest or to force them to run another action or another top part of their play. Things just came too easy for Miami, even when the shots weren't falling, even when the team was unable to score. And so the Magic are sitting here 17-13 in a good spot still. Like this is all constructive criticism. This is all, this game to me was a lot of the problems the Magic have had coming to roost a little bit, and it's been happening, and it comes in every single loss. I mean, I think I wrote out in the Houston recap that the Magic made their share of mistakes and were able to cover it up with really good offense. On Saturday night, the offense was not enough. Even posting 117 points per 100 possessions, it was not enough. And so they have to do a little bit more and have to get back to basics, as Payton said, on the defensive end.
Go back to the basics, get back to doing what we do, get back to the fundamentals. I think we'll be all right.
This is obviously a very, very good Orlando Magic team, and they take these losses hard. This was a difficult loss, one that the game they really wanted to win. And like I said, you can tell from the way they reacted last year, especially, I think you can tell that playing the Heat means something to them. Heat fans invade the Amway Center. Magic fans did a very, very good job shouting them down when they tried to pipe up. The Magic fan, the sellout crowd at the Amway Center, certainly showed up ready to cheer for their Magic. Magic gave them a reason to cheer for most of the night. Just a tough way to end it. And Orlando has some things to work on. They're not anything new that we didn't know about through this home stretch. But they got two more games to figure it out before they head back out on the road and get some, play some very tough competition on the road. The Eastern Conference is still bunched up like crazy. And so every game seems to carry a lot of weight, and that's why, there tends to be some reaction and some overreaction to each individual game as the season moves on. We've hit a point in the season where teams are who they are, and this Magic team is still kind of hard to pin down in many ways, and certainly that is something to consider as well when talking about this team. They started off the season so strong defensively, made that lineup change, cruised around for a little bit. We're good on both ends. We're really good on both ends. Since then, they've still been one of the best teams in the entire NBA. The stat coming into the game was the Magic had the third highest win percentage of any team since November 24th when they made that lineup change. So they've done some very good things, but there's definitely some room for continued improvement, and they need to get more consistent on defense. They need to return to that defensive style. hopefully match it with this offense. You know, who knows? Maybe this is something that can stick around. Maybe this is something that's permanent, not just a random trend over the course of an 82-game season. But, you know, at game 30, we're still figuring out who this Magic team is and trying to find consistency. And that's a little concerning, but they're winning while they do that. So you can accept it for just a little bit. So once again, the final score from the Amway Center, the Miami Heat defeat the Orlando Magic 108-101, snapping a small win streak for the Magic. They have two more home games this week. They'll play Monday against the New Orleans Pelicans, Anthony Davis's only trip to the Amway Center, and then Wednesday against the Brooklyn Nets to close out the 2015 calendar year. They'll start 2016 out on the road in Washington, D.C. against the Washington Wizards. So with that, this has been Philip Rossman Wright. Thanks for listening to the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast. We will catch you next time here on the pod.